glance at the clock. 11:11. Later that day, 14:14. And maybe in the evening, 22:22. The same numbers again and again. Eventually, you start wondering, is this just a coincidence? Or is something trying to speak to me? Today, I'm sharing the deeper meaning behind angel numbers, what they are, why they show up so often, and what these repeating times might be reflecting about your inner journey. Hi, my name is Annie. On this channel, I share awakening tools that help you to stay aligned, especially in the chaos of everyday life. Tools that bring you back to your soul, to your inner light, to who you came here to be. So, what are angel numbers? What are angel numbers really? Why do so many people keep seeing 11:11, 22:22, or other repeating numbers? And what does the term angel numbers actually mean? Let's explore this gently, clearly, and without any of the fluff. Angel numbers are recurring or mirrored number sequences like 11:11, 12:12, 14:14, and most often they show up on the clock. But they can also appear on receipts, license plates, digital timestamps, even in dreams. The key is they repeat. They catch your attention, sometimes several times a day. And something within you starts to notice, like to wonder. The term angel numbers comes from modern spiritual numerology, and it was popularized by teachers like Doreen Virtue, who suggested that angelic beings, or simply higher guidance, can use numbers as a kind of universal language. Why numbers? Because numbers are everywhere. They carry energy. They're symbolic. And they bypass the logical mind. When you keep seeing the same number sequence, it's rarely random. It's what Carl Jung called synchronicity. When a number keeps showing up in your life, it's like a subtle whisper from your subconscious or your soul saying, pay attention, something is aligning. And here's the most important part. Angel numbers are not rules. They're not predictions. They're not instructions. They're invitations. They ask questions like, are you in alignment with who you truly are? Is there something you're being asked to release or choose more fully? Are you listening to your inner guidance or maybe resisting it? And no, you don't have to believe in angels to receive this. I'm not talking about the winged figures from cathedrals or paintings. I'm talking about energy, guidance, inner truth. Some call them angels. Others call them light being, spirit guides, or simply soul nudges. To me, angel numbers are gentle reminders from a higher field of intelligence, sometimes even from your own higher self, speaking in the language of numbers. It's like a soft nod from the universe, not a command, not a warning, just a quiet message. You're on the path. Keep trusting. Stay connected. Let's explore seven of the most common angel numbers you might see on the clock. By the way, all angels' numbers carry an energetic frequency, and the ones you see on the clock often hit the deepest because they show up in your rhythm, in your time, in your timeline. So I want to walk you through seven of the most common time-based angel numbers and for sure what they might mean when they show up for you. So get cozy. Grab a notebook if you'd like, or just lean back and listen and see what resonates with you. When you see 10-10, something is opening in your field. You're being invited to stretch beyond the familiar, to release limitation and see with a wider lens. Ask yourself, where am I still playing small? Where have I settled for less than what's possible? Or the classic, 11-11. It's the powerful synchronistic code, often described as a portal or energetic checkpoint. It's like your soul saying you're aligned, keep going, or you've drifted, come back to center. I remember seeing 11-11 5 days in a row while driving. Life was messy, but that number kept grounding me. It felt like a spiritual stoplight saying you're okay, stay with yourself. Or 12-12. This is one often appears in times of inner transformation. It shows up when something old is falling away and something new is coming into form. Even if you can't see it yet, 12-12 invites you to trust the unseen, to soften into what's becoming, to walk forward without having all the answers. 14-14. This number invites deep trust, especially when life feels unstable. It says you're not lost, you're in motion. Even if you don't see the outcome yet, the path is forming with every step. And yes, trusting the process is often the last thing we want to hear. But this number shows up right when you need it to hear the most. 15-15 speaks of transition and the power of choice. It's like two doors appearing before you. You get to choose how you respond, what you say yes to, what you leave behind. You're not stuck. You're being invited to choose again, this time more concisely. 16-16. This number shows up when you're carrying too much, emotionally, energetically, maybe even physically. Once came to me in a time when I was holding too much for others, and it brought me back to the question, what's truly mine? And what have I taken on out of habit or guilt? Scene 16 invites release. It invites rest. It invites truth. And finally, 22-22, a master number, a moment of alignment between the invisible and the visible. It often appears when you're ready to live your truth, not just yourself, but as a gift to the collective. It says, now it's time. You've been preparing. The world needs your frequency. Angel numbers aren't magic spells. They're mirrors. They help you notice where you are, where you're headed, and what wants to be remembered. So the question isn't, what does this number mean out there? But rather, what's awakening in me when I see it? If numbers like 11-11 or 22-22 keep finding you, then follow the thread, not with your head, but with your heart. And if you like more awakening tools for your everyday life, for alignment, clarity, and spiritual connection, subscribe to my channel. I share new content every Monday to support your soul's path, and I'd love to hear from you. Which number has been showing up for you the most? And what does it mean to you? Let's build a beautiful thread in the comments, kind of like a library of messages from the soul. Love from soul to soul. Here's Annie.